I'm from Bucharest, but unfunnily enough, my family comes from Transylvania, which for a name as Vlad is normal. But I don't have fangs, and I'm not a vampire, if the next question
I can confirm that our guest does not have fangs, and my neck is completely safe for the rest of the interview. And how did you come to be in Switzerland, in French-speaking Switzerland?
My parents decided to leave the communist country they were living in, and it was quite a hassle. During 2 years they tried to move away, and they had learned French at school. My grandmother was Austrian from origins, but for them German was something very mysterious, so not at all a possibility, and Switzerland was a dream, I guess one of these dreams you have in communist countries. It would have been United States and Switzerland.
Yeah, there were some years, weren't there, when French was very popular as a second language. I think the Alliance Française,
yes,
the French state, was very keen to impregnate the French culture.
Absolutely.
In Romania. So that was more your parents' generation than your generation.
Yes, my generation is really speaking English as a second language, while their generation wanted to show that they were Latins in a background of people from Slavic countries talking mainly, well, Slavic or, well, Hungarian, if not. And so in order to emphasize that, they wanted all to learn French. So that's how my parents decided to move. They moved also for political reasons, it's obvious. And I arrived here in 1983, aged 9 and a half, and had to learn. I knew German, not French, unlike my parents. And I had to learn French, which seemed a nightmare. It was not like German, had not the same structure as Romanian either.
So you had German as a second language. Any
yes.
other languages before you came?
No, these were the
just
two
German.
Ones. German was my private language with my grandmother, and the language I was speaking at school. I was in a German school.
And why was French such a nightmare?
Because difficult to understand some sounds. I was not really able to make differences between, let's say, jeune et jaune. So for me, yellow and young was exactly the same, or grammar and grandmother were really the same thing. And I had to learn it very quickly so that I could turn back to school. My parents sent me to learn that with a woman next to Yverdon, and this woman was renting a huge space to two artists, glass artists, who were just arrived at that moment, an American one, Philip Baldwin and Monica Guggisberg, which was from Bern, and they were fantastic. They accepted that I could hide in their barn and look at them working whole day, as they had realized I will not break anything. And so I more or less learned French, but I fell in love with glass at that moment. Just fell into it.
And did you start making things from an early age?
I tried. I left my lungs in one of the pieces, and then I tried later on with smaller pieces, and that brought me then to jewelry through glass, and then learning to use metals as well. But that was a side job to my normal job.
And if you just Google Ilinka Vlad, which is spelled as it sounds, with a C, not a K, Ilinka, I-L-I-N-C-A, you can Google that and you will find examples of Ilinka's work on her own website. And you're also the director of the Janus Gallery.
Absolutely.
So how did that start?
Per chance, 2012, someone asked me if I wanted to try to work with her. And
because they knew you as an artist?
She knew me as an artist, and the gallery had become free because unfortunately a common friend had died, and I said yes, why not, it's a big adventure, let's try it. And as this person had also to resign at a certain moment, it could not be a jewelry shop, it had to become a gallery, because it was the only thing I could imagine doing by myself. So I'm learning ever since. I've opened it in November. It took me nine months day for day to open it, between the 22 of February to the 22nd of November 2012. And in the meantime, well, I discover new artists every day, and discover my work and the work with museums. And it's absolutely fabulous, because all these artists are not always aware of how wonderful it is what they are creating. When they do it, it's perfect, and then you have to make the link between them and the outer world. It's their baby.
In terms of art, Montreux does quite well. I mean, there are a lot of international clients who potentially could buy different types of artworks.
Yes.
But that means a lot of competition as well. When you were setting up, were you aware of that? I mean, has it been hard to differentiate yourself from the existing
I'm not sure. Offerings. I would not say, as you say, that it's a lot of competition in the sense of if you're presenting good art, a collector would be interested to go in different galleries to see it. And it can be a win-win situation to have several good gallerists that will present different things, which would make people come from Geneva or Zurich, and it will make it worthwhile to make all the trip till there instead of having just one gallery to see and it's a hit and miss it, maybe. So, no, it's not that difficult. On the contrary, it's very nice to work all together. And we are working in different fields, let's face it. That's also the truth.
Oh, well, again, Janus Gallery, it's J-A-N-U-S, like the god, in Montreux. Well worth a visit, and you can also look at Ilinka's own website at I-L-I-N-C-A, Vlad, Vlad-like, as we now know, Vlad the Impaler, and you can just Google that and you'll find all the information. There's a gallery of your work as well. You can see many examples of what it is you do, and well, I hope that after listening to this you will make a trip to Montreux anyway. It's well worth going to Montreux this time of year, although it's delightful here, I must say, on the Riviera. It's also very, very nice.
It's superb. It's absolutely superb here.
Okay, Ilinka, thank you very much. Lovely talking to you. Hope you'll stick around as well. Don't rush off.
I don't.
And, oh, before you go as well, yes. I mustn't forget this as well. We did say a message for International Women's Day. This is the theme, I would say, of this special midday show. Do you have a message?
Well, it's difficult to think about one specific, but everyone is talking about we have to try to be equals, women and men. Maybe it's just time to remember we are equals, so we don't need to try to do anything. We just are. So it's much more simple than it seems.